Every September opens with Labor Day, a celebration of those who work in America. All this month, we're bringing you stories of workers across Indiana about what they do and how they find meaning in their jobs. This week, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks profiles Bill Rarig, a professional popcorn popper, while he works at the state fair.
Secret to popcorns, have a good recipe. When I started popping kettle corn, 2005, something like that, a lot of it was almost brown, kind of like the color of them cardboard right there. Well, I didn't want that because it kind of tasted burnt to me. So I worked at turning it white. Just kept working at getting it to where I wanted it and holding it there. The challenge for me has always intrigued me. To be able to succeed has always intrigued me. But I want it white and fluffy. Well, people didn't understand. They didn't think that was kettle corn. They know now. It amazes me how they come back every year. That's what's cool about it. If you do a good job, they won't forget you.
Can I get a larger, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
$9.
I'll tell you a secret about it. Beet sugar works better for kettle corn. Don't ask them what the difference is, but Domino's cause it to gum up, get gooey, and then you gotta let it cool. And after it gets cool, you pick the bag up and it kind of crumbles down, leaves like, yeah, I don't like that. Wait for it to turn pastel yellow, and that's when I add the sugar, and it'll start to pop a little bit. You see what I mean? I think I do about 35 spots a year. I'm not really certain on that, but probably about 35. It used to be, I mean, every weekend you'd book, except, you know, there's times in the wintertime you can. My grandfather owned a circus, so I guess the vagabond or whatever, it's kind of built into me. But in the beginning, I suppose it was a little bit hard because we had little kids and had to be away from them, but then you get used to that. I love the Indiana State Fair, you know. It's 17 days of being able to be in one place, and you don't find that in this business. It's always weekends or maybe a week, and to have 17 days, that's pretty cool. I'm 64, going to be 65 in December. I hope to be able to do it till 70 because the pandemic screwed me out of a year's worth of income. But it ain't for everybody. I mean, it's hot in here. It's miserable sometimes. You know, you got to be determined in life. A lot of people are. People give up too easy. Something like this, they wouldn't ever think a guy could make a living at it. They close their brain to what possibilities there are. And I'm not that way. I don't do that. I enjoy it because I've been doing it so long. And you got to love it. If you don't love it, you won't be here.